This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any
Sean
of this.
Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday right here on American Family Radio. Live show today. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. I was not here last Friday. I was in Salina, Kansas with 400 people for the Pregnancy Service Center banquet. Amazing pro-life community there in Salina, and just one of the best events I've ever been to.
Why is that?
There were 400 people crammed into a room that should hold 300.
Super spreader.
Yes. So the energy was there. Everybody was ready to laugh. They were there for a great cause. They didn't have a goal. The Pregnancy Service Center didn't have a goal. They just, whatever the Lord brings in, $193,000.
Wow.
Last Thursday. Yeah, amen. Incredible. So the folks were just wonderful. Now, I did get stranded in the airport the next day. I was stranded in Wichita for 7 hours. And then they
That's a Glenn Campbell song.
Yes, and they put me in a hotel, and they were going to – the only flight to get to Memphis, they had to fly me to Denver to get to Memphis. I'm not as good about geography as you, Tim. When they said we're going to fly you to Denver, Colorado to get to Memphis – I blame Common Core math. That's the only way I could figure it. But I maintained a pretty good attitude and it home safely.
So that was a joke from like the Galveston song he had?
Wichita Lineman, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so Trivia Friday it is, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We're going to ask three questions.
This is impressive.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Is this first caller or no?
No, it was last week.
Okay, so you're eligible to get on the air with us today if you've waited 8 weeks between calls, between on-air appearances. You're eligible to be on with us today. The telephone number is 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840 is the phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Can we be seen on the World Wide Web, Ed?
We can be. We can be seen on the World Wide Web. And you have three options to do that, folks.
We TikTok in here, or we just...
No.
Okay, because we don't want China to...
Yeah, we don't want China to know anything about us.
Right. So
they don't know already.
Three boring guys. Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
That's right. So you can go to Facebook and search for Trivia Friday. Today's Issues, I'm sorry. That's normally the name of this program. We change things up on Fridays. Go to Facebook, Today's Issues. You can go to YouTube and search for Today's Trivia Friday Live. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Today's Issues Live.
Uh-huh.
I'm confusing myself.
You are.
Or you can just simplify things. And I'll be frank, act like a Christian. Go to a Christian streaming service. That's ours. Streaming.afa.net. Streaming.afa.net.
All right.
Watch us.
And JJ, we have a mystery question.
Mystery question. One of these original nine questions is the mystery question. If you land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you win yourself a nice stainless steel AFR tumbler.
Yeah, and we'll tumble it your way.
It'll come a tumbling.
Now, is today first-time callers?
We just went over that.
Yeah, we went over that.
Boy, I tell you, old age.
You were
a whole lot to that.
You were scratching off your tickets that you got from the gas station to see if you'd won anything.
Or you were reliving your 7 hours in Wichita Airport.
Hey, that's a great place to be stranded, though, by the way. I love Kansas.
All right, so.
The only other thing is you have to be 11 years old or older to be on the air with us.
Duly noted. All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. Man, we're rocking and rolling today. For question number one. The metric system of weights and measures is used by most of the world, a bunch of commies. What name is given to the system we use? It's not called metric. What is it called? And that's, you know, what I'm talking about, pounds, inches, feet, all that kind of stuff. Second question. The word flare is a blend of what two words? I bet you didn't know this, folks. You may have to look it up. The word flare is a blend of what two words?
Like a solar?
Well, it could be a solar flare or one you shoot up into the air if you're lost in the Alaskan wilderness.
But it's a
combination. Yep, okay. Combination.
Come in an airplane to land, you flare right before you land.
Well, there you go. Well, yeah, this is probably there.
Sorry. Go to your next question.
Are we making it more confusing?
Yeah, I was going to make a comment that would have confused. I was confusing myself.
Yeah.
Who knows what happened to our poor students? Third question. What company was the first to mass produce the first handheld mobile phone? What company was the first to mass produce now the first handheld mobile phone? And boy, are we glad they did, right? Okay, that's all I've got.
Here's what I've got. Start off with a Bible question. He was Solomon's son being made king of Israel, but instead of heeding wise advice from his elders, he took foolish advice from his young peers, resulting in a revolt that split the nation of Israel. Name him. King David was king, then Solomon was king. I want to know Solomon's son who was made king. Second question, what U.S. president liked to celebrate his birthday by skydiving? What U.S. president liked to celebrate his birthday by skydiving?
I got a question.
And don't we all want to do that on our birthday?
Yeah.
Did the Secret Service go with him on that day?
I'll bet you they were.
Out there beside him?
Yeah, they're not going to leave him out there, you know, hanging.
Three or four of them.
Twisting in the wind.
Turning around, got their guns ready in case somebody parachuted beside him.
That's right.
Take him out.
Yes.
With the sunglasses on.
I think the last time he did it, he was getting on up in years.
You're right.
Good on him. Here's my third question. True or false, in the official rules of the sport cricket, there's time included to stop and drink tea. Is that true or false? In the official rules of cricket, there is time included to stop and drink tea. True or false?
I know there's time to stop and smell the roses,
absolutely.
But I'm not sure about that.
Along the way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what species live on both water and land? What species lives?
So they are ambidextrous.
What?
They're happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, they're right and left-handed, and they can live on water. And
happy-go-lucky. Oh, well, I got out of the water. Well, let's make the best of it.
Wow, look at this. Hey. The umbilical cord's no longer attached, but I can still breathe. This is phenomenal.
So what species live on both water and land? You understand the question?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
All right. Second question. You got a presidential question. JJ, I have one. Where is Abraham Lincoln buried? Where is Abraham Lincoln buried? Number two, what town I'm talking about.
Okay.
Number three, here's one of my famous Tim's List questions.
Oh,
ready?
Here we go.
Gotta have them.
YouGov, which is a reputable polling service, surveyed 1,000 American adults, and they found what the most popular ice cream flavors were in the USA. Okay, this is for a tumbler, a free AFR tumbler. Here are the conditions for the question. Vanilla and chocolate are the top two, and everybody in the world knows that. Okay, so That's dumbed down for you.
Right.
Vanilla's number one, chocolate's number two, and they're very close. I want to know what the top three ice cream flavors are for Americans after vanilla and chocolate.
That's
and
a good question.
If you can get the answer to that, correct.
So they have to get 3, 4, and 5?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, wow.
3, 4, and 5. If you can get that correct, then we'll send you an AFR.
Can they look it up?
I don't care, you know, if they want to look it up, that's up to them. Let that be on their conscience.
Dear Baskin-Robbins, I'm writing.
But let me ask you this. Should this is what we're doing this on the fly. Should I say yes when they get two out of the three, or should I leave it and just say yes or no to getting all three?
Yeah, I think you should give. I think you should say yes or no.
Okay.
Because that's going to
help the next person.
It'll help.
Pass it on.
Yeah.
Pay it forward. Most popular three ice creams after vanilla and chocolate for Americans.
Because that's all we care about, really.
So we're not talking about pistachio. Right, right. We're not worried about those Italians. Who cares about them?
And that's number 18 on the flavor.
Is it really on there?
Yeah, pistachio.
Pistachio.
Yeah. So don't even try that one.
Is it really number 18?
It's not. It's like number 17 or 18 is right in there. I looked the whole
way
list.
Down. That was my mom's favorite ice cream.
Pistachio?
Yeah, but I wasn't a big fan.
Me neither. But I don't think I've had it but like once. It's not widely available. Pistachio.
Probably because it's number 17 or 18.
Duly noted.
On the list.
All right, let's go in.
All right, we're going to go to Kansas like JJ was all week last week. And Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello from Gossel, America.
From where?
Gossel, America.
Gossel, America. Same to you, brother.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that means.
Gesundheit.
What does that mean, Tim?
Well, Gossel is the town.
Gossel, okay. Gossel, Kansas, USA.
Yeah, great.
I get it.
Salute. Okay.
Kansas, USA.
All right, brother Tim.
3 miles north of Newton.
North of Newton, which is north of Wichita.
Yeah, good area.
North of that.
Right.
I was in Newton last year, and not only did I get to do some stand-up comedy for a pregnancy center, I got to participate in Man Day, where you could purchase a race car and get out on this track, no helmet, whatever kind of, they had vans and trucks and cars, and race on this racetrack, dirt racetrack, and there's a little bit demolition derby and a little bit racing. And you could shoot guns, and if you didn't have a gun, you could...
While you're riding?
Rent a gun. No, that was a little different thing. Hatchet throwing, it was called Man Day. For food, they had honey buns and several hundred pounds of bacon cooked up, and you'd grab a fistful of bacon and ate a honey bun and walked around.
What a sticky
Man
mess.
Day. No,
so
it was awesome.
What do you mean it was a little bit racy? Would you go in your bathing suit or something?
No, racing. A little bit racing, trying to get ahead of the other person, and a tiny bit demolition derby.
Okay.
Everybody sort of banged into each other without any real regard
for human life.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Where are we at with Tim? Ask, answer, or do
yes.
Both? Okay, let's try JJ skydiving.
All right, here's the question, Tim. What U.S. president liked to celebrate his birthday by skydiving?
I believe that was George H.W. Bush.
Yes, sir. Way to start us out.
What age? Do you know the story behind that, Bush. Tim?
Not really. I just know that he liked to go skydiving. I mean, he was... I think the last time he went skydiving, he was like 90 years old.
Was it that old? I thought 70 or 80. I knew he was not a spring chicken to jump out of an airplane. Pretty impressive.
If you tell your life insurance company.
here we go.
I'm gonna go skydiving and I'm 90.
They're going to say you're not covered.
Cancel your policy.
But let's be honest. You go into politics, you're getting rich. That just seems to be. So does someone like that even have life insurance?
Or just any kid.
Hey, you know how teenagers can be, this is going to be a shock to you guys. Teenagers can be a little bit cynical or a little bit of a smart aleck. Conversation between the dad and the teenage son says something about you have to have a parachute to skydive. Teenage son told his dad, no, you don't. He said, yes, you do. He said, no, you have to have a parachute to skydive twice.
That's true. That's right.
All right, Tim, fire away, my friend.
Okay, how did Gossel get its name?
Here's the deal. There's a little part on a turkey's neck that's called a gossel. Now, that's what you look for. You want them to have impressive feathers, but if they got a gossel dangling and hanging out there pretty good while you're calling them in, the male and the female, and trying to be a good turkey hunter, that's very good. It's a good thing. So Gossel, Kansas, is named after that turkey. Part on the turkey that's a really big deal.
I can't get any closer than that. I have no idea. I've never heard the word goessle.
Might be a person.
It's G-O-E-S-S-E-L is the name of the town. And we are one of the original Mennonite immigrant groups that came across in 1874 from Russia. And we live in West Branch Township. And when they wanted to name the town, they just wanted to name it West Branch. The county said that we could not use east, west, north, or south in the name. And so they put their heads together. And when they arrived in New York, they had read about a German vessel ship that was had a captain of with the name of Kurt von Goessle that had gone down at sea, and he had gotten all of his passengers off, but he went down with his ship. And so they decided to name the town after him. And a number of years ago, we had a local researcher find out that the Goessle family is still living in Germany, and they found the descendants, and we actually had them here for a celebration.
Really?
Wow, that was a great way to honor him and honor the family. Tim, thank you so much for that.
I do have a question, though, for Tim, okay? Yeah. Now, I watched this Spider-Man movie, and it talked about the multiverse, and I'm just going to say, in which of those multiverses, Tim, did you think we were going to know the answer to that question? It's a great story. Don't get me wrong.
But we had no shot.
we had less than no shot.
Yeah, I feel a little bit bad about saying it might be something tied to the turkey.
All right, Brother Tim, you have a great day, my friend, there in Goessle,
Kansas.
Goessle, Kansas.
Hey, we won't forget the name of the town.
But the thing, he said there was a Russian Mennonite immigrants who came over.
It was a southern border. German captain.
What a hero that he got everybody safely off the ship and went down with the ship.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we go back to the phones, Ed.
That's right, to Arkansas, and Becky is on the line. Becky, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, thank you very much.
Becky, where are you from? Where are you from in Arkansas?
Van Buren.
All right.
Nice area.
I was through there last week, Becky.
Oh, good.
All right.
I drove
We're about a mile from my house.
I drove from...
We're about a mile from...
Yeah. Allison, my wife and I, we drove from Rockwell, Texas to Rogers, Arkansas. So we had to come through there.
Oh, okay.
That's some beautiful countryside.
Yes, it is.
Where you live and then south into Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Yes.
There's nobody out there, hardly. We saw six people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
I was probably one of those. Yeah.
You waved at me, I think.
Yes, I'm sure I did.
Well, then, Becky, ask, answer, or both? Which one do you want to do?
I want to do both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I think I'll answer the one about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, thank you for being a presidential historian. Okay, so we all know Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, tragically, in Washington, D.C. at Ford's Theater. But, Becky, where did they bury Abraham Lincoln?
He was buried in Springfield, Illinois.
Yes, that's right. Springfield, Illinois. Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
What's there? I mean, what do they have there?
It's not a real large town, but the museum that they have built is wonderful. It's a presidential library there. One side goes with where he was born, the log cabin and everything, and the other side is with the White House, presidential area.
So you would recommend it?
Yes, I would.
Oh,
very
that's
nice.
Good.
Now, isn't Springfield, is right in the, almost, isn't it in the middle of Illinois?
Yes. Yeah, it's pretty much in the center. The state.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on my list of things to do and see. I love American history, and the story of Abraham Lincoln is one of the
more remarkable
also
stories.
Also up there.
Go ahead.
There's a town, a little town called New Salem that's connected with Abraham Lincoln as well.
Okay.
And Abraham, close, real close there to okay. the Springfield.
Abraham Lincoln used to always say a penny for your thoughts. And boy, that came around, that boomeranged and worked out really well for him.
Penny for your thoughts. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's on the penny.
Yeah, how that worked out. They honored that quote in a really nice way.
All right, Becky, we're ready for your question. Go ahead.
All right. Where in the Bible does it talk about a man washing dishes?
Well,
we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Becky.
Before we answer, I want to say that no husband has ever been shot while washing the dishes. That is a fact. I don't have the data on it,
little
but you look
fact.
It up. No, you will never see that
read about
reported.
That in the paper?
Never read about it in the paper. No husband was ever shot while doing the dishes.
So what's the question?
All right, where in the Bible does it talk about a man washing dishes? I think
Isaiah.
I think it's from either Isaiah or Ezekiel, the prophet. God speaking through the prophet says, "As a man wipeth off a dish so shall I do to Jerusalem."
Right.
But I can't. Maybe Ezekiel 25.
You maybe. Say Ezekiel, I'm going to say Isaiah.
Right. Ezekiel's, it's total and utter destruction.
Yes.
Every single chapter.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with a man was destroyed by washing dishes.
And when he left the kitchen, he went out in the garage and started working on a wheel within a wheel.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, what's the answer?
Sure, that's right. The answer is 2 Kings 21:13.
Oh.
And it says, "I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down."
So you had the verse right, you just didn't have the book right.
Yes.
Didn't have the
apparently.
Address.
So again, that's in, you said what king, what, 1 Kings?
2 Kings 21:13 is what I have written.
Yeah.
So hey, that's referencing washing dishes?
Yes.
As
yes,
a man
wipeth
the dish.
The dish and turns it upside down to dry. Hey, Becky, thank you for the good plug for the Lincoln Museum, and thank you for listening to AFR and for reading your Bible. Good for you.
All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're going to take our break about a minute earlier than we normally do, and then we'll come back and take
reset our questions.
Yeah, reset our questions and have a half an hour of Q&A with our students.
My wife and girls said, "Don't tell this joke. It's not funny, and the listeners won't get it." Man calls 911, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. Man calls 911 and said, "My friend got bit by a wolf." And they said, "Where?" And he said, "No, just the regular kind." They said, "Where?" He said, no, just the regular kind.
Where? All right, we're going to take a short time out. We'll be back with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chance at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask
the
horse.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. One of the more popular television shows, Ed, was named after that. After that show.
You know your parents love a show when...
They name you Ed.
Yes.
During the height of the Mr. Ed.
It's a good thing. Ooh, good thing I Love Lucy wasn't on at the time, or I'd been named Little Ricky.
A boy named Ricky.
Oh, that's your good. Yeah.
All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Let's reset our questions and back to the phones we shall go.
All right, here are my three questions. First question, the metric system of weights and measures is used by most of the world. What name is given to the system we use? For example, pound, inches, foot,
feet. The best one.
Huh? The best. We use the best.
The right
we
one
use the best use. Mass right. system in the world.
We're not like those globalists.
Right, right, right.
Put your best 3 meters forward.
See, it doesn't make sense, does it? That's we're doing it right, folks. The word flare is a blend of what two words? And I'm talking about like the flare you shoot up in the air if you're lost or something like that. The word flare is a blend of what two words? And then third question, what company was the first to mass produce the first handheld mobile phone? That's what I've got.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. You had King David, and then his son Solomon was made king, and then Solomon's son was made king of Israel. What name him? And I've got a little longer question, but that's the short version. Second question, true or false, in the official rules of the sport cricket, there's time included to stop and drink tea. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. How many daily tides do coastal people experience? If you live on the coast, how many daily tides do you have?
All right, here are my questions.
You know, high tide, low tide,
high tide, low, how many tides do you have?
Yeah. Not anything to do with washing detergent.
Tie-dye.
I'm talking about our tie-dyed clothing. Yeah, this is your regular tie.
Tied one on. Ain't nothing like that, right? No. All right, so here are my three questions. I have to add one. One is, first question, what species live on both water and land? We have a name for that. Number two, this is for AFR stainless steel travel mug, or tumbler as some call it. We know that vanilla and chocolate are the top two most popular ice creams among Americans. What's the next three? What's the next three flavors after, and these are pretty far and away the most popular. Everybody got that?
Got it.
Got it.
And finally, I'll add a border question. I've been going around our country with asking you, without looking at the map, just by memory. I want you to do this just by memory. What are the border states of said state? All right, this week's state is our home state of Mississippi. So Mississippi is bordered by how many states, and name them. Name the states Mississippi is bordered by. All right, let's go, Ed.
All right, we go to Arkansas, and Rondi is on the line.
You're kidding.
Rondi? No, help me, Rondi. Sure. Welcome to the yes. Welcome to the program.
Please don't. Not help me, Rhonda. No.
No, you don't. You're tired of those jokes.
Ed couldn't help it. Mr. Ed couldn't help it.
Eddie Spaghetti couldn't help it, Rondi.
I heard Tim chuckling back there, so I got it.
Right. Yes, I did. Help me. I see what Ed did there. I didn't know if you'd get it or not, Rondi. All right. So you got your granddaughter with you?
Yes, sir. Lainey's with me. Yes.
Hi, Lainey.
Hi.
So, okay, Rondi and granddaughter Lainey calling from the great state of Arkansas. Which one do y'all want to answer, Rondi?
Your question about the land and water.
Okay.
Species.
All right, what species live on both water and land?
Well, we are thinking it's amphibians.
You got it.
Nicely done.
Amphibians. Can you give me two examples of that for an AFR travel mug? What?
A frog.
A frog? Wait, hold on. Don't. And let Lainey give the second one.
Oh,
you can tell.
Alligator.
Nice. Is that right? That's right. Is alligator?
An alligator, I think, is technically a reptile, but I like the name Laney. So
yes.
Okay. All right. We're gonna send you a travel mug. Okay, Laney.
Nicely done.
That's the excitement we're looking for, right there.
That's right. That's the enthusiasm we want to hear.
That's the spirit.
And another one I'd like to include is the Loch Ness Monster. Now, all I have is grainy photos to back that up.
The Loch?
Loch Ness.
Yeah, says the man from Kentucky.
The Loch Ness.
What's the right way to say it?
Loch Ness.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch means lake.
Yeah, in Scotland, they always have that kind of hard ending to words.
Right. Loch Ness.
But it is L-O-C-H, JJ. You got that right. So Loch Ness.
You're going to get hammered by your girls back home.
Oh,
so.
Yes. All right. They're yelling at the radio.
We're ready. You got that. Amphibians is the correct answer. I don't know about the alligator, but go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Actually, we're ready.
This question comes from Laney. She said, what state claims to have the most Bigfoot sightings?
That's not something to be proud of.
I think that's Arkansas. I really do.
Hold on. It's either Arkansas or I think Oklahoma.
I'm gonna go with California. I mean, we have 50 to choose from. So.
Yeah, I say Arkansas.
But Arkansas is probably a good guess because
that's right.
They're from Arkansas.
Every time I ever saw him, I was in Arkansas.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with California. What's the answer, Rondi?
It's actually Washington State.
Washington State.
Well, you know, they legalize a lot of drugs up there.
Yeah, so that would explain a lot.
I'm just saying, probably a connection there, but you know, in Washington State, they have more Bigfoot sightings, huh? Okay.
Well, it is a lot more forest up there, too.
Probably. That's right. Hey, thank you both.
Thank you, Rondi.
Hey, thank you for listening to AFR.
Stay on the line, Rondi. I'm going to put you on hold, and Robert Youngblood will get your information, and we will send you an AFR travel mug.
Tim, we have a studio audience. Your sweet mom is in the studio watching the show.
Oh, missed.
So now you're going to have to behave yourself.
She's a mom's 84, right? She'll be 85 in June.
And, and she used to be a school teacher, right?
I tell you what we'll do.
School teacher and a basketball
I won't star. Spring it on her right now, but maybe Mother's Day, Trivia Friday, maybe we'll have mom on.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Let her share
the
microphone.
She could start the show by asking your questions.
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
She maybe we'll do that. She could give some basketball tips to Caitlin.
All right, Mom, I'm gonna get with your agent, Mom. I'm looking at Mom through the glass. I'm going to get with your agent, and we'll book you for being on the show here in a couple of weeks. Trivia Friday, it is on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, good morning, Haywood. How you doing, brother?
If I get any better, I won't be able to stand it.
Hey, that's what I'm talking
about. That's good right there.
Where do you live?
Kosciuszko, Mississippi.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know, come down here and go to the Natchez Trace Festival this weekend.
Is that this weekend? Okay.
It starts today.
Be fun.
What's going to be one or two things going on there?
Yeah.
All kind of food, arts, entertainment, car shows, a lot going on.
Wow, that's really nice.
That is. That's for those Kosciuszko's in the geographical middle of the state of Mississippi, and they got the Natchez Trace Parkway Festival coming up this weekend.
Actually, where Oprah Winfrey was
Winfrey, JJ.
Winfrey was born.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
I'm two for two.
Hang in there, buddy.
I'd like to tell you it gets better,
I spent too much time in Washington State.
All right, Haywood, we are ready, man. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to answer the Bible question.
Oh, great. Here's the question. He was Solomon's son being made king of Israel, but instead of heeding wise advice from his elders, he took foolish advice from his young peers, resulting in a revolt that split the nation of Israel. You know, because of him, you had Israel and Judah, two separate nations. Name him.
That would be King Rehoboam.
Hey!
Well, are you kidding?
Haywood won the mystery question.
Yeah. Do you know what that cowbell means, Haywood?
I believe it. Things I get a mug.
Yes, sir. You won yourself a stainless steel AFR travel mug. Way to go there.
That's better than, better really than getting the other kind of mug. Like in a mug shot.
Or like when they take your car, too.
So you remember that in the Bible there where Rehoboam and Jeroboam and all that was happening. And so Jeroboam, they took off, took 10 tribes and left Rehoboam with just two.
Yeah, it didn't end well for him either.
No, it did not. Well, Haywood, stay on the line after we get through with you so they'll get your address. But what's your question for us?
Okay, geographic. What is the northernmost Indian reservation in the United States?
Okay, don't say anything, Hayward. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
It's got to be okay. Alaska.
Guys, there's one in Montana right there on the Canadian border, but you may be right. It might be there's all kinds of Inuits and everybody in Alaska.
Are you including – is this lower 48? Is this everything?
I should have stipulated lower 48.
Okay,
lower 48. Okay, so
I know there's one right on the Canadian border, right out up from Great Falls, Montana. I don't know if that's going to be the one.
Do you know
or not.
The name of the tribe?
No, I could do the dance if I was put on the spot. If somebody knows how to play a good drum, I can. You know,
is JJ right? Is it the one in Montana on the border?
No, it's not.
Okay,
you guys throw out a guess.
Well, I just know that South Dakota has a lot of them, has a lot of Indian reservation.
I bet you
Central
know what?
Time zone.
Central time zone?
It's and the border of Canada was changed just for this reservation.
Okay. It's probably got to be Michigan.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Wow.
The peninsula up there.
Yeah.
The finger.
You had the Perez tribe up north pretty high. Hey, we don't know what's the answer, Haywood.
Michigan was close, but it's the Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians in northern Minnesota.
Oh, northern Minnesota.
Wow.
They changed the boundary between Canada and the United States specifically to bring that reservation into the United States.
Well, that's good trivia right
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And so it's the Chippewa people? I mean, the tribe?
Right. Red Lake Band of Chippewa Indians.
That's
Red
good.
Lake. Wow, that's some deep dive American history
sure
right there.
Is.
I like that. I like that.
Thank you for listening. Sir. Tell us again the name of the festival in Kosciuszko. That's this weekend?
Yes, the Natchez Trace Festival. It starts today and goes through tomorrow. Beautiful weekend ahead. Y'all come on out.
All right,
brother.
All right, stay on the line, Haywood. We are going to put you on hold. Robert Youngblood will get your information, and we'll get you a mug out straightway.
Next up, Ed.
All right. Well, let's go to Texas, fellas. Sheila is on the line. Hello, Sheila. Welcome to Trivia. Welcome to Trivia Friday. I always wind up with a pirate accent, so I went right to it.
Well, it sounded like Australian to me, but, you know.
I started
That's
off.
What he was shooting for. You know what Sheila right. means in Australia?
Woman.
Yeah, woman.
Girl.
Yeah. That's right.
Woman,
girl.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well,
and
she,
I'm from Shelbyville, Texas.
Okay. Where is that, if I look at the map?
East Texas. We're about 3 miles from the Louisiana border across Toledo Bend Reservoir.
Okay.
Near NACA.
Do it, Tim. Help me out. That'll make me feel better.
Nacogdoches?
We're about 50 miles from NAC.
Okay. See, that simplified it there. That's,
right.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
But how far from Shreveport are you?
70.
Okay.
How far are you from the Red Band Lake Chippewa Reservation?
Oh, about 1,000 or so.
Yeah. That's right.
Give or take.
Long, long
give
way.
Or take.
Well, right. Sheila, we are ready for you to answer, ask, and both, right?
And both, yes.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
About the weights and measures.
All right. Here we go, Sheila. The metric system of weights and measures is used by most of the world. What name is given to the system we use?
The Imperial System.
The Imperial System.
Wow. Now, Sheila, how did you know that?
I had to look it up.
Okay. Well, what, Sheila, do you know that?
Everybody took my other questions, you know.
Well, I understand. What is it? Do you know, when you looked it up, what does it say the history is behind that? Do you know, just in a synopsis?
I didn't read into it.
It was because it came from the British, and it was had an empire, the British Empire. So it was the imperial system that was used throughout the empire.
Yeah,
and of course we were a part of that, and then won our independence.
This morning I was sipping on a liter of coffee and thinking about that very thing.
Well, a liter?
I know. It just sounds wrong to me. Sheila, does anybody know anywhere in the world that uses our imperial system? I don't even think the Brits do. Any, do they?
I don't know.
That's a good question. I don't know if they've converted to the metric.
That is a good question. I'll have to Google that.
I heard somebody say a lot of reasons why, you know, all the teachers told us we were going to change back when I was in school. But then one satire writer said it'll never change because of this. All of our sayings, put your best foot forward, a miss as good as a mile. And they put the metric version in it. It was just all goofed up. It's like football with yards. If you start saying all that other, you know, how many yards they ran.
Well, which countries use the imperial system? Only three countries, the U.S., Myanmar, and Liberia. That's it. Mm-hmm. The UK.
Wow.
The UK must have converted.
We don't need to move, guys. Let's stay right here in the good old U.S.
Well, either that or move to Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Somewhere. All right, Sheila, we're ready. Bring your question forth.
Okay. My question is, what was the first band name of the Bee Gees?
The first band name of the Bee Gees, of course, the Bee Gees were the popular brother singing as a trio,
Staying Alive, Saturday Night Fever.
The Gibb brothers.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I wish them boys could have sang higher. I mean, you know, falsetto, that's one thing, but I just wish they all didn't sound like that doo-wop guy with a deep bass voice.
Yeah, they didn't have a bass.
Right?
There wasn't a bass in their family.
Sheila, do you know they actually say when you're doing chest compressions on somebody who's fallen out, that if you'll hum, I'm not making this up, staying alive,
right,
that's the right amount of times that you're pushing it on their chest to keep somebody going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that the other day.
Yeah.
All right. It is true because we have
free CPR classes here, Sheila, at AFA and AFR. And there's no telling how many people have gone through it. I've gone through it a couple of occasions. Yeah. And they said that. They said that same thing.
You don't want to be humming a polka. Well, that person's not going to make it if you're going that slow.
Then you ask the person you're trying to resuscitate, do you see John Travolta? Tell me you see John Travolta.
Sheila, we're supposed to answer it. What's their name used to be besides the Bee Gees?
Okay, the Bee Gees. So I think it's
maybe the Gibb brothers.
Yeah, let's go with the Gibb brothers.
That sounds reasonable.
There we go.
That's our guess, Sheila.
Okay. Well, no, they were in 1955 when they were Barry was 9 and the twins were 6. They called themselves the Rattlesnakes.
Rattlesnakes.
The Rattlesnakes.
Huh.
Right?
That sounds like something a bunch of boys would say.
Yeah. Bee Gees. That was a pretty good one.
So where did they get Bee Gees from, though?
It's the initials, Barry's initials, Barry Gibb, and their one of the guys that promoted them, what was his name?
His
name was Bill Gates.
Okay, brothers Gibb. I mean,
right.
That's what
and
you
brothers
said.
Gibb. Yes.
No, Gibb. Yes. I said Gibbs brothers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you got it.
I'm sorry.
You got the words. Got the words reversed.
Sorry.
Thanks, Sheila. Thank you for listening to AFR there in Texas, and have a great weekend.
All right.
Tim, your eye roll was epic. Folks, I wish you could have seen that. The eye roll, the disappointment.
That was a hair that was split
right down the middle. That was a Barney Fife moment for
Trivia
for
Friday. It is on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, it is on AFR. Let's repeat our questions, gentlemen.
All right, and I'll have to add one. I have had one finally answered.
You had one, Ed.
Yeah, I had one. I got in this game, fellas. The word flare, I'm talking about like a flare you shoot up in the air. The word flare is a blend of what two words? Second question, what company was the first to mass produce the first handheld mobile phone. Now, remember, the key is mass produce. The first handheld mobile phone. What company was the first? And I'm going to ask a third question.
What Toyota?
What's that?
Not Toyota.
No, it's not.
I just want to get that out of the way.
Yes, that we scratched that right off the list. I'm going to give you a sports question, folks. This one's pretty easy. So what NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdown passes? What NFL quarterback has thrown the most touchdown passes?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false. In the official rules of the sport cricket, there is time included to stop and drink tea. You have a tea time. Is that true or false?
It's also a golf term.
Second.
Tea time?
Oh,
tea
that's right. Different kind of tea. Yeah,
different sport.
You drink
altogether.
Those kind of teas, they'll get stuck in your throat.
Yeah.
And somebody will need to be humming the Bee Gees.
Stay alive.
All right, here's what I got. Second question. How many daily tides do coastal people experience? If you live on the coast, how many tides a day are there? Third question.
What about if you don't live on the coast?
Yeah, it really does. The river, yeah, you look out there at a pond in your backyard.
That's what I'm saying.
Or Losh.
Yeah, if you're close to Losh, where that Losh Ness monster lives. You guys learned me something today. I hope I hadn't said it too many times over the years on the radio. It really
does. Hey, Jasper, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, public school system, circa 1974.
Hey, somebody said, you don't see as many pictures of UFO or the Loch Ness Monster now that everybody has a cell phone. You got those four grainy pictures that have been circulated since the 1960s. All right, third question, I'm going to add one. What was the four-letter name of Thailand before 1949? And I did not say Thailand for Tim and Ed. What was the four-letter name of Thailand before 1949?
Thailand. You know, somewhere by Vietnam. Or somewhere over there.
Yeah, I was sitting there eating them jalapeno peppers thinking about Thailand. I mean, I want to go there someday.
Yeah, you got to fly right over, Hawaii.
I live in Illinois, but one day I'd like to go to Thailand, look for that Loch Ness monster while I'm eating jalapeno peppers.
All right, I got two questions. All right, so this is for an AFR stainless steel travel mug right here, people. All right, you got to answer this question. We know that vanilla and chocolate are the two most popular ice creams for Americans.
We do now.
Yes.
I didn't know that till you said it.
Really?
Yeah, you want to assume a lot of things, but you get in trouble assuming things.
Vanilla and you do. And that's as far as we're going to go with that one. So vanilla and chocolate, right? Top two flavors that Americans love. After that, what are the next three? I'm making this challenging because
that's a hard question.
That's worth a tumbler.
So after vanilla's number one, chocolate's number two. Now, they're close. But after that, what are the top three ice cream flavors that Americans love?
Now, you keep saying Americans. You think people are going to be thinking about German ice cream eaters? Or
from France? In other countries, other things may be more popular. I mean, you know, you got
Italy, it's Spumoni.
Spumoni, that's the one I was thinking about.
It's like lasagna-flavored ice cream.
Lasagna-flavored.
My second question, you need to answer this one without looking it up. You got to look this up, then you need to study more. Okay, I want to know what the states are that border Mississippi. Without looking it up, what are the states that border Mississippi? Okay. All right, let's go back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go, looky here.
Looky
here.
We go here
to North Carolina, and Todd is on the phone.
There's our buddy.
Todd, that's how I know it's been 2 months. Welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. It's always good to be on with you guys.
Hey, Todd, Seagrove, right? Where's Seagrove?
Seagrove is in the southern part of Randolph County. People probably know, if they know North Carolina fairly well, they know of Asheboro and Randleman. as probably being the two most well-known cities, you know, in Randolph County. But technically, where I live is in northern Moore County. I'm in an area where, if you do still have a landline, you have the prefix. Oh, I hear the music.
Yeah, you hear the music, but that doesn't mean it's the end of your life, Todd. It means that.
No, I know exactly. No,
yeah, it means we got to take a break right here. Okay.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. That was dark humor, and I'm going to apologize right there.
That was dark?
Well, I don't know. You know, you hear the music.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I'm getting.
All right, we'll take a break right here. And Brother Todd from Seagrove, I said Seagrove, North Carolina, will be with us, and we'll Q&A.
But it is a five-minute break. Todd, you continue describing exactly where you live. And when we come back, you should be finished.
And don't be hearing the music during the break, okay?
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.